The BBC presents The Day of the Triffids.
Why is it so dark?
Look at the window.
Leaves! Triffid leaves!
They've broken through the fence in the night and now they're all round the house.
Oh.
They must want us very bad.
The final episode, Strategic Withdrawal.
Flame thrower.
Yes.
Keep the window shut.
Take your mask.
I've got it. I'll keep the flame down as much as I can. Stand back while I open the door. Ready?
Yes.
Here goes then.
He'll never get through. Are you all right?
Shut that window.
I've got a mask, John. Have they hurt you?
No. Bit of poison in my goggles, that's all. I've got the flamethrower.
Some of them are turning back towards you.
Let them all come. Here we go.
Hooray! Hooray! Oh, Bill, hooray!
May the 20th. We've been here 4 years. We now have 5 beehives and are hoping to be able to make some mead to keep our spirits up during the winter. There was a triffid breakthrough this morning, the first since we began spraying round the wire with arsenic back in January. Either they've adapted themselves to it or heavy rains diluted it. Dennis suggests that we should try to get hold of a second generator from somewhere and electrify the fence every so often to stop them crowding against it.
Okay, that's cleared them away.
All right, I'll switch the generator off.
Bring a few logs if you're coming in.
We'll have to cut some more tomorrow.
I could do it by myself.
No.
I jolly well could.
14's too young to work a circular saw.
I worked it while you were away getting seaweed.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't argue.
Ah, logs. Here you are, Joyce. Can you manage?
Yes. I've got them.
Oh, help us, Susan. Oh, sit down, Bill. I'll bring you some beer.
You didn't run the generator for long this evening.
Long enough. We're all cleared off.
They don't go as far now as they used to. They know that when it's not working, they're safe.
Perhaps we ought to run it more often.
What of?
Are you short of petrol?
Yes.
There used to be a place over at Henfield that had a goodish stock. Have you tried that?
Not yet.
I was thinking, as a matter of fact, if instead of taking the half track, you found a tanker, you could carry a lot more.
If I could get a tanker along roads that have almost stopped being roads.
Well, if there's only an idea.
What you don't seem to realize is that in a year or two, there won't be any petrol. Put in a tanker or anything else.
Oh, yes, I do. And I've been thinking about that, too. We'll need a stronger fence, then. It should be possible to build a stockade of telegraph poles strong enough to keep anything out.
Possible? For who?
If you could get hold of a light crane, it would help.
And if I had 10 arms, it would help even more.
Bill!
Well, I'm sorry, but I get fed up with everybody having brilliant ideas which only need me to sweat my guts out to put into practice. Don't you think I'd like to be able to sit back and think for a change? Well, don't you?
Pencils, paper, pepper, a pop gun, and a plastic pot.
What?
Isn't it a nice list? There are one or two other things. We can get them all in Littlehampton.
Can we?
Yes, tomorrow. We'll take the half track and have a picnic by the sea.
Don't be silly. I've got 1,000 things to do tomorrow.
Nothing more important than this.
Besides, we've never both been away together at the same time.
That's why it's important.
But
Susan can look after everything perfectly well.
More birds this year.
The sea must be crammed with fish, with nobody taking any.
The south coast in August, think of it.
I prefer it like this.
Wouldn't you like to jam your deck chair in between 2 other families and contemplate the ice cream tubs and old newspapers?
Would you?
There were an awful lot of us before this happened.
Yes. Look at those bungalows across there. Do you remember all the outcry there used to be about spoiling the countryside?
It's got its own back now.
They didn't look all that much different.
If you look properly, they do. Do you see all the moss on the roofs? Look at the way the waters streak the walls. Think of all those three-piece suites with nettles growing up through the artificial leather, and the veneer peeling off the televisions.
It was a tawdry civilization.
Which was why it crashed.
You can't blame civilization for the comet, unless you still think it was a satellite that went wrong.
I'm sure it was. Michael Beadley once said that we'd been walking on a tightrope for years. We fell off it, that was all. The Triffids, too. Nobody's fault, but everybody's. Because we went merrily ahead in our own interests without bothering about the possibilities.
That's a glum train of thought.
Still, it's a mental process. But it changed for me.
I told you it would do you good to have a break.
Yes, darling, you did. Was that frightful to Dennis yesterday?
A bit hard, but he understood.
The worker's resentment of the intellectual?
More or less.
I never realized it was so easy to slip into. Too much hard work does make one stupid.
Oh, darling, we all depend on you.
And you.
And here we are lying in the sun. We might be worse off.
In a way, the last 5 years have been the happiest of my life.
Oh. Listen, what's that?
Trivia?
No, listen.
The plane can't be.
Wait. There it is. Look.
A helicopter.
Hi.
Wave something. A towel. Quick.
Oh, I haven't got... Oh,
hello.
Stop.
Hey.
Hi. Stop.
Hello. He never saw us.
Silly shouting, really. He couldn't have heard.
He's gone inland.
Where can he have come from?
He seemed to be flying along the coast.
Of course, it may be someone from another family group like ours.
If they can service and fly a helicopter after all these years, they must be fairly well organized.
I mean, it's no good assuming that they could have rescued us, even if they'd seen us.
No, but all the same...
Oh, darling, I know. Makes you want to sit down and howl.
Well, we better pack the things up and start for home.
Oh. Rear wheels lock clear.
That's better. What made me think this might be a better road, I do not know.
Well, it's not much worse than the other.
Hop up on that bank and see what it looks like ahead. If it's too bad, we'll turn around and go the other way.
Well, how do you tell if it's too bad?
Well, if you can see a road at all, we'll use it.
Bill, here, quick.
What's the matter?
I can see the farm and a huge great cloud of smoke.
It could be Triffids burning.
Oh, no, Bill, you know it isn't. They've had a fire and only Susan's left to fight it. Quick.
The wood pile. Why should the wood pile be on fire?
Oh, yes, Susan. Oh, thank heavens. Susan, what's happened? Look, over on the lawn, look.
The helicopter.
I lit the wood pile with a flamethrower as a signal. Oh. Where's the pilot?
I'm here. Mr. and Mrs. Mason, I presume.
And your name's Ivan something.
Simpson.
Oh, yes, of course. You brought in a helicopter that first day.
But are you still with Michael Beadley's lot?
Yes. I've been telling your friends about it.
Well, let's go in and celebrate while you tell us, too.
Thanks. And first of all, Michael told me that I was to be sure to start off with his apologies.
To me?
You were the only one who saw any danger in the Triffids, and he didn't believe you.
But how did you know I was here?
Well, we found out the rough location a few days ago from a man called Coker.
Coker? Oh, I was afraid the plague had got him at Tynchen.
No, he got away with some survivors. Maybe down in Cornwall.
But what about you? Where did you go?
Oxfordshire first.
We were told Dorset.
Yes. That was a deliberate piece of misdirection by that woman who disliked our ideas so much.
Oh, Miss Durrant.
Your memory's better than mine. Anyway, we weren't in Oxfordshire for long before we found the Triffids were too much of a problem. So we upped sticks and went to the Isle of Wight.
That where you come from today?
Yes. You see, once we'd wiped out all the Triffids on the island, there weren't any more. It took a bit of time, but the whole island's clear now, except for seeds blown over from the mainland, and we deal with those each spring. We're about 300 strong, with our headquarters in a country house near God's Hill.
You've multiplied all right, haven't you?
We've been recruiting from outside as well. I tour the country whenever I find a group of survivors. I drop down and invite them to join us.
And do they?
Sometimes. Sometimes not. There are quite a lot of little tribal communities that don't want to be governed anymore. There's one at Brighton that even shoots at the aircraft.
I know. They warned me off, too.
It's the same at Guildford and Maidstone. I suppose they've got a lot of stores and they're scared of other people wanting them.
How do you do for supplies?
Well, we had the whole island and Portsmouth and Southampton to draw on. But we're feeding ourselves now and beginning to branch out.
How?
A fishing fleet, a cement works, and an iron foundry. You know we even brought a load of ore down by sea from Northumberland last summer, just to prove that we could do it. The next thing will be an expedition to the Nottingham oil field, and we hope to get the Fawley refinery working.
It sounds a busy life.
It is. There's plenty of room for helpers. You could be very useful.
I have learned to do a good many things in the last few years.
Oh, I don't mean farming. That's all looked after. But you're a biochemist, aren't you?
Well, a biologist with a little chemistry.
That's too fine a distinction for me. The point is, Michael's been trying to get some research going into a method of knocking off Trifid scientifically.
A selective killer?
Something like that. If we're ever going to extend, we've got to find one. But the trouble is that the only people to work on it are a few who have forgotten even the biology they learnt at school. What about it? Would you like to turn professor?
There's nothing I'd like better.
Does this mean that you're inviting us all to your island haven?
To come on mutual approval.
What does that mean?
Well, Bill and Gisella probably remember the broad principles laid down that night at the university. We still keep to them.
All of them?
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Gisella?
I made up my mind about it years ago. Don't you remember?
You see, we aren't out to reconstruct. We want to build something new and better. Some people don't take to that, and it's better to let them go elsewhere.
That sounds a pretty poor offer under the circumstances.
Oh, well, we don't throw them back to the Triffids. No, there was a party of about 100 that split off from us and went over to Guernsey. They've cleaned it up and they're doing all right. If anyone's odd enough to propose it.
Sounds a bit dictatorial.
Pioneer governments have to be.
How is this council formed?
The best thing is for you to come along and find out how it all works. Even if you don't like it, you'll find the Channel Isles a better spot than this is likely to be in a few years' time.
Bill! Bill, are you out there?
Here.
What are you doing?
Taking the evening air, looking at the view, thinking.
You've escaped quite an argument. They've been hard at it ever since Ivan left.
What's the upshot?
They'll come, but they don't want to.
Surely they can see...
No, Bill, they can't. Quite literally, I mean. They can't see the Triffids like a thick hedge all round. And beyond them, the country's sinking back to marsh and forest. They still think of a tidy countryside, lanes and fields and cottages. Besides, they know their way around here. Oh, must be awful moving house when you're blind.
It's our home, too.
I know. We've made it. We could stay a year or two longer. What do you think?
No, not now. No point. And think of the children.
That's what finally made the others decide to leave.
All the time, I've been haunted by something Coker said years ago. The first generation peasants, the next savages. Well, that's the way we're heading, unless we admit defeat and go.
Not defeat. A strategic withdrawal.
All right, but when?
Let's have the summer here. We can live off stores and have a sort of holiday.
Very well. And on the 20th of September, when the schools used to reassemble, we'll pack up and drive down to Portsmouth. We'll flash a light to the island and wait for a boat to pick us up.
Oh, fancy being in a boat again. And yet, you know, I shall cry buckets when we do leave. That's 20 sacks.
1 ton. Put up the tailboard.
I'm sorry about this.
Why?
If I hadn't burnt the wood pile yesterday, you wouldn't have had to come and get coal today.
All in a good cause. I shan't have to do it again.
Shall I like it in the Isle of Wight?
Yes.
Drusilla said I'd be going to school.
You will.
But I know everything now. I can milk and drive a tractor and harness a horse and shoot trippets.
There are other things worth learning.
Oh, all right, if you say so. But I won't have to leave you, will I?
No, you'll always stay with us. Now, come on. Let's go home and start our holiday.
I'll open the gate.
Put your mask on.
Oh, it'll be marvelous never having to wear these things when we get to the Isle of Wight. I say, look, we've got more visitors.
Ivan again?
No, in the yard there. That's not one of our cars.
What on earth is it?
Well, the top part looks like a sort of caravan.
There's no doubt about the bottom part. It's a tank. Here, hurry up. Let's go and find the owner.
This is my husband and our adopted daughter. Bill, this is a Mr. Torrance. He says he's some kind of an official from Brighton. These other men are with him.
How do you do, Mr. Mason?
We've met before.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, we have. On the second day of the disaster, you fired at me up in Hampstead.
Oh, did I? Well, those were bad days. Shoot first and ask questions afterwards, eh?
As times have improved, perhaps your friends would like to park their Sten guns outside.
They're all right here.
It's a man's best friend, you know, as they used to say in the army. The boys get attached to them.
Why did you say you want to see me?
I understand you're in charge here.
Well, the place belongs to Mr. Brent.
Yes, but you're the organizer. I'm Commander, Southeast Region.
What does that mean?
It means that I am the Chief Executive Officer of the Emergency Council for Southeast Britain.
Never heard of it.
We didn't know about you until we saw your fire yesterday.
Well, now that you do know, what about it?
When a group like yours is discovered, it's my job to investigate and assess it.
Why?
In case adjustments have to be made. So you can take it from me that I'm here officially.
On behalf of an official council?
What else?
Or a self-elected one?
There has to be law and order. Here's my warrant, if you'd like to see it.
I'm blind.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, Mr. Mason, this is a well-found place you have here.
That Mr. Brent has.
Mr. Brent is only here because you made it possible for him to stay.
But it's his property.
It was.
Meaning what?
All titles to property have ceased to be valid. Besides, Mr. Brent is blind. He's not competent to hold authority.
So shut your mouth, blind, and keep it shut.
Well, then let's get down to business. Your wife says there are 8 of you here. 5 adults, this girl, and 2 small children. All of you are sighted except these 3 here. Check?
Correct.
We'll have to alter that.
What?
Well, it's disproportionate.
It happens to be the way we like it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it is. But we've got to be realistic these days.
I don't quite gather what we have to be realistic about.
Yes, well, I'll put you in the picture. Regional HQ is in Brighton.
Yeah, we paid you a visit once and got a shot across our bars.
I dare say. We've had to discourage outsiders because of supplies. We've been there ever since London got too bad. It's a big place, and we were able to isolate part of it until the sickness passed. Since then, we've been living on the stocks we found there, plus what we've run in from other towns. But all that's folded up now. Roads are getting too bad, and petrol's running low. So, we're beginning to disperse and live off the land.
Or, in other words, having used up all your own supplies, you're starting to pinch other people's.
Shut up, Dennis.
It's barefaced robbery. They've got no authority over us.
Shut up.
Bill.
Let me handle this. Tell me your plans, Mr. Torres.
You've got a good place here, fully capable of supporting 2 units.
A unit being what?
1 sighted person to 10 blind, plus any children. We shall allocate to you a further 17 blind persons, making 20 with the 3 you already have. And, of course, children.
Well, 20 people can't live off this land. It's impossible.
It can be done. Oh, of course, you will be in command of the double unit.
Supposing I don't choose to?
Then we put someone else in. We can't afford waste in these times.
All the same, I still say the land can't do it.
It will. Mind you, you'll have to lower your standards. We'll all have to tighten our belts for a few years. But in the end, you'll get the payoff.
How?
Well, in 6 or 7 years' time, the children will have grown up a bit. You'll have labor to expand with. Then you can relax. Just supervise. You'll be the head of a clan that's working for you. You'll have an inheritance to hand on to your son.
What you're really offering is a kind of feudal seigniory.
Yeah, that's it. Just the word. And with all the rights. if you know what I mean. Why, it's the only practical way to work under present conditions.
But what on earth are they going to eat at the start?
Mashed trifid?
That's cattle food.
But very nourishing, filthy stuff. Look, Mr. Mason, you're still doing some old-fashioned thinking. What are these people? Why are they alive? Because of us. Okay, then. They do what we tell them and eat what we give them. Beggars can't be choosers, especially when they're blind.
Bill! Shut up!
Just where do you and your council stand in all this?
Exactly where the monarch would stand in a feudal system. We rule and control the armed forces.
Armed forces?
They will be raised as and when necessary by levies on the seigneuries, as you call them. In return, you have the right to call on the council if they are attacked, or when you have trouble from your workers.
I should have thought a small police force was all you needed.
But you've got to think ahead. After all, every country in the world is in the same state. One of them is going to be the first to get back on its feet, and that country will dominate all the others. It's our duty to be that country, and that is why we need an army.
No, no, what? No. We've lived through this agony all these years. And now the man proposes to start a war.
We're getting a bit tired of you, mate. You talk too much, Blondie.
And I never said anything about a war. It will simply be a question of pacifying and administering tribes that have reverted to lawlessness.
Unless they think of it first.
Which is why we have got to be prepared. Is it all clear, Mr. Mason?
Yes, I think so. You expect the three of us here to be responsible for 20 blind people and a number of children.
Two, not three. Yourself and your wife.
And Susan.
Sorry. The allocation is 10 per unit and we can't make exceptions. We'll find work for her at headquarters until she's old enough to run a unit on her own.
Oh, with some chap.
My wife and I regard her as our own daughter.
We've got to stick to the regulations.
Yes, of course.
Bill!
Sorry, Susan, but orders are orders.
Besides, you'll do all right at HQ, my girl. It's in the pavilion.
Of course, we would expect certain guarantees with regard to her education and so on.
Oh, naturally.
There's a good deal to be thought of.
Such as?
Some of our equipment's wearing out. We're going to need a couple of good draft horses soon.
It's difficult.
We must have them.
Well, not for a bit.
Well, how do we plow?
Hitch all your blindies to the plow and make them pull it. All you have to do is encourage them.
You thought of everything.
That's what the council is for.
What about housing?
Well, we'll bring up a couple of prefabs and put them up for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, that will be a help.
Anyone who cooperates with us can be sure of every possible assistance.
It'll be quite a relief, in a way, not to be entirely on our own. Well, now, I dare say you'd like to see round the place. We're rather proud of our anti-triffid fence. Then we'll have a drink or two on the deal. How's that?
Well, that's fine. But we can't stay too late.
I'd better have a wash first. I'm covered with coal. Susan, start showing Mr. Torrance and his friends around the estate.
Me?
Yes. It'll give her a chance to get to know you. I'll join you in a moment.
This way.
Yes.
Right. Bill. Oh, Bill, how could you?
Quiet. Let him get away from the door. Now. Make no mistake about it. Those men are very dangerous.
But we can't do what they suggest.
Of course we can't. You really see me driving my serfs before me with a whip. But we're not in a position to give a flat no to a proposition put up by four armed men.
Surely we don't have to give them such a hearty yes.
I agree.
For the moment we must. Now listen. I think their idea is to leave tonight taking Susan with them as a sort of hostage. And perhaps one of them will stay behind to keep an eye on us. Well, that is not what's going to happen. I'm going out to join them in a moment, and this is what I want you to do.
Hey, she can jive. Yes, hang on, that's what it's called. I remember now.
Rock and roll.
Who's got an empty glass?
Mr. Torrance.
Was it mead or whiskey?
Give him both.
Boy, steady on.
Oh, you can't have too much of a good thing, can you, Commander?
Well, see, I'm enjoying it.
Cheers. You know, I like you, Bill.
You're all right.
Yes, you're all right. You've got a bit of sense. Yep, some of these people don't have any.
Yeah, do you know what?
Some places we go, they don't want us. Tell us to go away. That's true, Jim, eh?
Remember Lewis?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They told us to push off, but Lewis told us.
And what did you do?
Lined them up against a cow shed and shot the rotten lot.
Oh. Well, you've got to be firm.
Yeah. Any empty glasses?
Yeah.
You've got to show them who the masters are.
Put another record on, Blighty.
Coming up.
And then we'll all go. Yes.
Already?
Oh, are they asleep?
Flat out. Down you come. The half tracks in the garage. Mary, Dennis, Joyce, and Susan get in the back. You've got Jean, haven't you?
Yes, she's asleep.
Keep her that way.
Shall I bring David in front?
Yes, go on now. I'll follow.
Mummy.
Shh. Lock them in. Quietly.
Is this the food?
Yes. Stow it behind you. Don't shut the door.
Oh, hurry.
All right in the back?
Yes.
Then hold on tight. I'm going to have to crash the gate. Here we go. Shut the doors.
They're awake.
Hold tight. We're through. Mind your eyes.
We passed the Triffin.
Right.
What's the matter?
Why are we still on? Oh, go on, Bill. Go on.
It's all right. I just want to see whether they follow us. If they do, we'll have to make a day tour before we go to Portsmouth.
Of course they'll follow us.
I don't think so. They're out of the house. They're climbing into their machine.
Oh, Bill, let's go.
No,
Bill.
Wait. They've switched on the headlamps. Hello?
What happened? Sick, let's get away.
Listen.
Come, what's the matter with me?
That's all right.
What's happened?
There's £10 of your honey in the petrol tank. I hoped it would do the trick.
Oh, look. The Triffids are swarming in.
Yes, they'll be stuck there now till someone turns up to rescue them. Portsmouth, here we come. How's David?
Asleep.
And are you crying, Buckets?
No.
We're leaving.
Why? I've got all I want.
And someday we'll be coming back.
We arrived at Portsmouth at 7 o'clock in the morning, and by midday we were over here. We decided to stay, and here we are. Well, that's all from me. Drusilla?
I've no more. Thank you. Well, that's a jolly good interview. Just filled it up that reel of tape, too. Thanks awfully, both of you.
That's all right.
But you said you would go back, Bill.
When we've beaten the Triffids.
Bill, there must be hundreds of thousands on the mainland by now.
And more every year. Torrance's seigneuries have had it, and I don't think any of the other communities will last long.
So is there any hope then, Bill?
I think so, yes.
Meaning you're on to something?
We might be in a few years' time.
As long as that.
Well, it took thousands of years for us to become clever enough to make anything as foul as a Triffid. We can't expect to undo our work at once. But we're on the right road, I'm sure of that. And someday we, or our children, or their children, will go back across the straits. And the Triffids will have had their day.
That was The Day of the Triffids, the final episode of the serial by Giles Cooper, from the novel by John Wyndham, with Patrick Barr as Bill Mason and Monica Gray as Josella Clayton. Production for the BBC was by Peter Watts.